βγείτε εκεί, Τζα. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. This is from chapter 9, text 28. Subha, subha. Palai evam mukshasi kama bandhanai sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mam upaisyasi. That is page 408. Subha,
subha,
from auspicious.
From auspicious.
Asubha,
asubha,
and inauspicious.
And inauspicious.
Palai,
palai,
results.
Results.
Evam,
evam,
thus. Mukshyasi,
mukshyasi,
you will become free.
You will become free.
Karma of work. Bandhanai,
bandhanai,
from the bondage.
Bondage.
Sannyasa,
sannyasa,
of renunciation.
Of
yoga,
yoga,
the yoga.
The yoga.
Yukta atma,
yukta atma,
having the mind firmly set on.
On.
Vimukta,
liberated.
Liberated.
Mam,
to me.
To me.
Upaisyasi,
you will
attain. Repeat after me. In this way, you will be freed from the bondage
to
work
and
its auspicious and inauspicious results.
And it's auspicious and inauspicious results.
With your mind fixed on me.
With your mind fixed on me.
In this principle of renunciation. You will be liberated.
You will be liberated.
And come to me.
And come to me.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who acts in Krishna consciousness under superior direction is called yukta. The technical term is yukta vairagya. This is further explained by Rupa Goswami as follows. Rupa Goswami says that as long as we are in this material world, we have to act. We cannot cease acting. Therefore, if actions are performed and the fruits are given to Krishna, then that is called yukta vairagya. Actually situated in renunciation. Such activities clear the mirror of the mind, and as the actor gradually makes progress in spiritual realization, he becomes completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, at the end, he becomes liberated, and this liberation is also specified. By this liberation, he does not become one with the Brahman Jyoti, but rather enters into the planet of the Supreme Lord. It is clearly mentioned here, Mam Upaisyasi. He comes to me, back home, back to Godhead. There are five different stages of liberation, and here it is specified that the devotee who has always lived his lifetime here under the direction of the Supreme Lord, as stated, has evolved to the point where he can, after quitting this body, go back to Godhead and engage directly in the association of the Supreme Lord. Anyone who has no interest but to dedicate his life to the service of the Lord is actually a sannyasi. Such a person always thinks of himself as an eternal servant, dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. As such, whatever he does it for the benefit of the Lord. Whatever action he performs it as a service to the Lord. He does not give serious attention to the fruit of activities or prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. For ordinary persons, it is obliged to execute the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. But although a pure devotee who is completely engaged in the service of the Lord may sometimes appear to go against the prescribed Vedic duties, actually this is not so. It is said, therefore, by Vaishnava authorities that even the most intelligent person cannot understand the plans and activities of a pure devotee. The exact words are Tara Vyakta Kriya Mudra Vinehana Bunjaya. A person who is thus always engaged in the service of the Lord, or is always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord, is to be considered completely liberated at present and in the future. His going back to Godhead, back home, is guaranteed. He is above all materialistic criticism, just as Krishna is above all criticism. Subhasubha pala evam moksyasi kama bandhanai sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimuktu mam upasyati. In this way, you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. Oma ginam timarandasya ginam ginam chalakka chakshubinitam denam tajmai shri guru venama Banchakalpaturubhyascha kripasindubhevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So what a nice verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is always refreshing the devotee or the yogi practitioner on the way back to God. Krishna is always enlightening them and always keeping them fired up and ecstatic about making progress. This is a very important verse because it describes how to live in a renounced way. Sometimes we think renunciation is just giving up everything. But actually, according to this verse here, renunciation means just doing things for Krishna. And renouncing, what is that renouncing? The false ego. False ego is just like what I want for my own thing. And when you do things for Krishna, that is actually renunciation. Living a renounced life it means that doing things to satisfy Krishna. And When you can do that, then everything becomes transformed because of that state of mind of doing for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, you cannot devotional service, you cannot do it just out of duty. That is the beginning of devotional service. Sometimes you see there's practices going on, chanting, practicing, remembering, studying, going on like that. But actually devotional service have to be done in the Krishna prema. Have to be done in ecstatic, loving attitude. Then the devotional service is effective when it's done with the loving realization, not just... which means that the more advanced the person becomes, the more the powerful and potent the devotional service becomes. And when you can do that devotional service out of love of Krishna, that is the way you become spiritually realized and enlightened and transformed. Because you're not doing something for your limited self. You're doing something for the Supreme Self. And because of the doing for the Supreme, actually that consciousness replaces your limited consciousness of doing for yourself. You see, like doing for yourself is not really going to make it God happy. But doing for God is going to make you happy. And that's our connection with Krishna. Because as it's stated here, activities have a lot of results to them. Sometimes it's inauspicious results. You know, you're working just like a man is working, but you have to be careful how he's working. Working in an environment, you cannot work with negative energy, where people are being, or animals are being hurt, or people are being hurt, and you cannot work for someone who is simply a demoniac person. All these things, activities of work is very important. You know, there's so much struggle going on with the making money and having to pay bills. And this material world is full of struggle. Just like even in the animal life, the animals are struggling to eat. They're eating each other. It's not a nice... material existence is not a nice existence. And so, but due to lack of knowledge, people settle for that. That what can be done, you know, nothing can be done. We've come to this material world. And because we don't know anything else, we satisfy for that. And we live the miserable life. So that's why as soon as one can get contact with Krishna, through the bona fide devotees. Devotees are here, and by their activities, we become connected to Krishna. By their activities of devotional service, we see their devotional service, and we see their change of character, change of personality. And just like Srila Prabhupada, all of these qualities are there in pure devotees. And we also get the opportunity to become pure devotees. We also get the opportunity to become pure devotees. And as soon as you can make progress in pure devotional service, then you will be able to see Krishna. You'll be able to realize Krishna. You'll be able to enjoy with Krishna. Not just... that is Vaidhi Bhakti. In Vaidhi Bhakti, there's all this practice in there, but there's no actual taste. Taste develops later due to Raghunuga, the introduction of Raghunuga Bhakti. But to get to Raghunuga Bhakti, one has to become serious, one has to practice, one has to go through the process, become purified. And then also one has to associate with devotees who are fired up, who are tasting the nectar. This, you cannot make advancement just you know the information. There has to be more than that. You have to be excited about the Krishna consciousness. That Krishna is helping you so that you can understand everything properly and you can make progress to back to God, back home. You know, this is Krishna is claiming everyone. It's your mind also. This Krishna is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is claiming everyone. You are mine. This is the thing. And then once you can realize that you belong to Krishna, and you can make progress in that way by surrendering to your owner. And then you can, Prabhupada says, just like you have a child, because the child has the parents, the child is very happy, very protected because the parents are there. So material life means I'm living without my parents. You know, I'm living like a vagabond. I'm living I'm living away from the real thing. And that does only make people more miserable. So the consciousness never becomes really awakened. Because of this, the renunciation is there. We become attached to our own individual program. My life, what I'm doing with my life. And we don't have a program to connect it to what Krishna is doing. And since we become connected, connected with Krishna, then that energy from Krishna is coming right to us, and is purifying us. So Prabhupada said yoga. That's what yoga means. Yoga means is connection. And so that is what this verse is stating here is how to actually live in a renounced way. Not by renounce, doesn't mean that we have to give up everything. I'm renounced, so I don't have the car. Some people, they think renunciation is, I drive the buggy, you know. I don't use the cell phone, I just drive the buggy and I'm renounced. So this is not actually renunciation. Renunciation doesn't mean, you can be renounced, you can be in a fancy place, but you're just renounced. They're like a king, like Arjuna. He's a king, he has all the big palace, everything, but he's a renounced person. Because of this verse here, that is dedicated activities to Krishna. So he's renounced the false ego that is only my activities that count. This is the real renunciation. And when somebody who is, according to this verse, somebody who's renounced like that, he is the real sannyasi. Sannyasi, because he's dedicating, sannyasi means that he's dedicating your life to Krishna. And false life is like, my life is not for Krishna, my life is for my life, that's all. And so Krishna allows that. Okay, you take your life, you know, you can keep your life. You know, but if you want to actually become living and actually enjoy life, then you have to see the owner of life and how to connect with that. But it's amazing that every verse in Bhagavad Gita is giving the clue how to become enlightened more and more and more and more. You gotta do it in some years, 20 years, 30 years. You gotta do it in, just like somebody who's going on a long race, you know, long term. You prepare, you don't run off right away like a crazy man. you pace yourself and you go this way, and you never stretch yourself so you become unhappy. You never stretch yourself. You always find a way, and you always associate with those devotees who encourage that and who give you the freedom to make more progress. Just like the spiritual master, because the spiritual master is such a kind person that you allow us to make advancement. You open the door so we can make progress by caring for us. You know, we are living entities. Their real nature is they want to be cared for. They don't like they don't care. Nobody cared for them. You know, living entities, they like to be loved. They want to be cared for. They want to be protected. Obviously, this is the real life. So we come under the protection of the spiritual master, or we come under the protection of the husband, or we come under the protection of the wife also. All these things, the children, all these wife, husband, children, is to protect the devotee from bad association. You can, if you're not a spiritual master, you're not making disciples. You can make children. You make wife and children, this will protect you from bad people, bad association. It's very practical, you know. And then if you have your test, the wife is a devotee, the child is a devotee, the friend is a devotee, everything is a devotee, then guess what? You are living in almost in the spiritual world. Because everywhere you turn, just like if you're also the devotee, you're calling all Krishna all the time. You're calling your child, like my child, Sukadev, my daughter Radharani, you're calling them all the time. Or you don't know it, but that's the way you're living. You're calling Krishna's name all the time, you know. And you create the Krishna consciousness. Not like you were Krishna conscious right away, but you create it over the years. You create it, and devotees help you. Devotee can help you, and your Krishna consciousness. You never forget about that. Any devotee that helps you in your Krishna consciousness, you never forget about that. You always remember. You make advancement along with your devotee, the people who you associate and who you have love for in devotional service. That's the way you advance with that. They advance together. In Krishna consciousness, not like you alone trying to become Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, when Srila Prabhupada was leaving, sometimes he would say that, you're chanting and I'm chanting and together in the Krishna consciousness, we're together. We're not separate. And that's you get strength from another devotee. And then when you become strong, you can give that strength to another devotee. That's the way it happens. So you always get the mercy from devotees. And that's where you're always dependent on Krishna. And you're never proud that I get my own thing, I do my own thing. And that's why you remain very humble, remain very peaceful. Then when Srila Prabhupada said that when Krishna is ready to give you something, Krishna gives it with 10 hands. You only have 2 hands, you can hold so much. You have to be patient. When Krishna recognized, then you will have the flood of enlightenment and Krishna consciousness, and your life will become wonderful. Like Srila Prabhupada said there, when you're Krishna conscious, you live every day with a thrill that you may find Krishna any day. You may see Krishna every day. Or the spiritual master is coming to you in dreams, and I had a very nice dream of Srila Prabhupada, right? Srila Prabhupada said, oh, it's okay, you can come and hug me, it's alright. Because I always wanted to hug Srila Prabhupada, it's not proper, you know, you can hug the spiritual master. But in the dream, Prabhupada said, it's okay, you can come and hug me, it's alright. So just see the spiritual master, even in dreams, he's coming to help, to give association and to give guidance. This Krishna is never leaving the devotee alone. This is the whole thing. And Krishna is guiding the devotee. That's why a devotee gets to find out very confidential knowledge. That everything is connected to God. There's no religion, there's no people, there's no culture, nothing like that. That's all fabrication. The only thing is either you're loving Krishna, you want to know about Krishna more, and you want to love and respect the living entities and the devotees of Krishna. That's all. That's all it is. There's no name. Sukadeva Goswami said, we're living in a world of names. You call it this, you call it that, that is a flood, blah, 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 blah. It's a world of names only. But the real thing, that is the spirit soul is there, and you are the spirit soul, and you need to be connected properly, and you need to be in the spiritual world. That is the facts of life. The facts of life is, do you not need to be here? But since you're here, now is how to make preparations to go back home. Not only just to go back home, but how to live a nice life here also. You have, so the Prophet said, you have to be trained how to enjoy here. You just go running off to enjoy, you'll make mistakes, you'll crash. This is like somebody who's not trained to drive. You can get in the car and run up, you crash someone. So, you know, life is training how to think about this body, how to think about the self, how to think about other living entities. Then you can be living. But without knowing all this knowledge, trying to live and trying to be happy is useless. There's this personal thing. I make some money, but people make money, but still they're unhappy. It's like people commit suicide. They have this millionaire guy, you commit suicide. You know, it doesn't matter. Because the unsatisfaction is remains. Unless you are connected with this Krishna prema, you always be unsatisfied. You know, you blame it on this person. Well, this person doesn't love me enough, you know. Or that situation, my work is not good. There's so many things. It'll never be perfect. But if you become enlightened, then you can find happiness within. Happiness is not something outside. Happiness is within. Krishna, that's why you find that the Krishna consciousness is going on within the person. It's not going on within the room, it's going on within the person. You know, so it's an internal thing. You know, one person is enjoying, another person don't know about it. It's an internal thing. It's like when you saw Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is always enjoying on this transcendental plane. You know, ecstasy and transcendental thing. Then nobody knows about it. Everybody, what can you know? You can't get entrance into those kind of consciousness, advanced persons like that, unless you live that type of life and develop that. Mm-hmm. But you could be with a person, and just like we were with Srila Prabhupada, we could see that he's a different kind of person, a transcendental person. When if Srila Prabhupada come in a room, then the whole room changed. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, the whole room changed. Or Srila Prabhupada walk over there, everybody's like, what's, yeah. It's like you have a magnet and you pass by the nails, right? You put it by the nails, all the nails say, hey, what's that? So Srila Prabhupada is like that. And then he's passing through and he wakes everybody up by his advanced consciousness. So it's very wonderful. And then people are always saying, people try to imitate the advanced consciousness, but they call it a religion, or my religion or your religion. But this is how kind of advanced you're going to be when you don't, you limit it in such a way that you make it for my people. So you lose the whole thing. You lose God when you play with it like that. You try to make it your thing, and God is, it never works, because it's everybody's thing. And so the advanced persons, these are persons that have surrendered to God, and God has blessed them with the advanced understanding. And then we can learn from them very easy what that advanced understanding is. But without getting that association from that person who has the advanced understanding, then the advanced understanding cannot manifest, cannot be possible. Because that is the thing, that Krishna blesses his devotee, that he gives it to his devotee. He doesn't give it to somebody else. Somebody may try very hard, study very hard, stand on your head, do whatever, but Krishna is only giving it to who he wants to give. And that is the person who loves Krishna, not the person who is just, like I stated here, the person who surrenders and who lives in a way to benefit Krishna. That's what Krishna is interested in, that person. You're interested in somebody that loves you also. You're not interested in somebody who doesn't care for you. To Christians like that also, Krishna is interested in persons who are loving him, who are doing devotional service, who are trying to find him. Anyone who is trying to find Krishna, Krishna is making preparations so that person can find him. Krishna is doing that. And persons who are not interested in that, Krishna is letting them, you do whatever you want. You get this, you get that, you get that, whatever. But Krishna is very interested in persons who want him and who want to go back home and want to make a solution. And the solution is that you have to become that person like a pure devotee that's pleasing to Krishna and that help is there to help everyone. You have to become that person in order to make it back home. You got to make it back home, I'm just a little devotee. You can only make it back home if you become a pure devotee. And then you take on, just like Prabhupada is the example. So maybe we cannot be like Srila Prabhupada, but we can follow in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. Try to do the thing that Srila Prabhupada wanted to do, and try to help out Srila Prabhupada, and then you'll get the blessing of Krishna very easy. That's the secret thing. You help out devotee. If devotee is trying to do something for Krishna, you help out devotee. It's like Hanuman, he's trying to help Ram by building the bridge, right? To all the people, all the monkeys that help in that, they get the blessing. When you see a devotee doing about Krishna, you help that devotee do it about Krishna. And then Krishna becomes pleased with that. Oh, he's helping my devotee, then I want him to be the easel devotee also. Same thing that the great devotee is getting, the same thing that the servant of that great devotee is getting, the same thing. That's Krishna calling. That's wonderful. But on a more advanced level, the Krishna prema is there, and all activities have to be done on that level, to please Krishna on that level. In the beginning, before this, when there's no Krishna prema developed, then one can sometimes get involved with how he's doing, how he's thinking, how he's who he likes, who he does. This devotee is nice. That devotee is nice. This program, that program. I can't think of blah, 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 blah. Without Krishna prema, everything sometimes become confused. And then sometimes we don't know that it's about loving. If you with persons who are not loving, then you have a tendency to forget about loving. You're just doing these services. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita very easy, offer me with love and devotion. These things with love and devotion. But actually Krishna is he's interested in the love and devotion only. But he just said, make this other thing, making believe that he's interested in those offerings. But he's really interested in the love and devotion. And when we make advancement, also we become interested in love and devotion also, because love and devotion, but it means that your consciousness, you will be in good consciousness and you'll be very happy if you live in a loving attitude with love and devotion to Krishna. You'll become very ecstatic, very happy. And so the Krishna consciousness is the how to become happy. How actually to become happy. Because if you become happy, you have to have knowledge. As long as People don't know that they're not the body, then the spirit soul, all these things are unknown, then the happiness of the soul, everything becomes unknown. So, you know, it's very serious business. And you take it and you make it the Krishna consciousness and make it work for you. You know, and no one can really give you the Krishna consciousness. You have to it can be presented for you and prepared for you, but you're the one who have to hear and put yourself to get it. That when nobody is doing something, you do it, and Krishna will see you doing it. You get the blessing. You know, and you get something to do. You do some services, and then Krishna will see you doing that, and then that's the way you get the blessings of Krishna. Or you help the devotee. You do it a certain way, and then Krishna likes that, and then you become enlightened more and more. Every time there's opportunity, Krishna is looking at everyone. As soon as you do something that's pleasing to Krishna, you become enlightened, right? You become ecstatic. And ecstatic means you become transformed. The transformation is from a miserable person to a happy person. One has to, take it seriously and apply oneself, you know, every day. If the classes are there, the Bhagavad Gita class, the Srimad Bhagavatam class, you have to take it seriously and put yourself there. Because Srila Prabhupada said, all of this training is what? So that at the time of death you can go back home. Very serious. Before one leaves the body, one is, everything is all right. As soon as one has to leave the body, it's very serious. You know, so the solution for that is to, within your life, gain all these perfections gradually within your life. Then you're leaving the body, then you can do it properly and you can go back to God. This is the program. We should want to be free from the... it's just like somebody in jail. You gotta satisfy for being in jail. And we satisfy for being in the material world. So if we satisfy for being in the material world, then that's how we end up taking this body, that body, the next body, on and on and on. Because we satisfy for that. And also, we cannot find persons who are transcendental persons. Because transcendental person is a very rare person. Just like Srila Prabhupada is a very rare person. There's one in a million. Not a lot of persons who are, especially pure devotees, they're very rare. Pure devotees are very rare persons. You more, so much businessmen, millionaires, are more millionaires than pure devotees. But all these millionaires, they're leaving the body and they're taking birth again. Don't worry, I'm this life I'm a millionaire, next life I'm an animal. So what's the value? Because there's no knowledge. But these pure devotees are very rare persons, very rare individuals. You connect with them, then you can find out everything through them. But they are secret also. The pure devotees are secret. They're protected by Krishna. Krishna is making the person pure devotee by training, by education, by association. You cannot become pure devotee unless you associate with pure devotee. That's the only way. You cannot become pure devotee, you associate with non-devotee. Then it's not possible. And we have to take it, it's very important. Very like, if the ambulance come to get you, if somebody's sick, the ambulance come to get them, then the ambulance is very important to them. You know, it's life and death. So when Krishna comes, when the pure devotee comes, it's very important that the pure Krishna is taking serious. Krishna is not letting me forget and run around. Krishna is taking me serious, and then Krishna is presenting himself. How Krishna presents himself? By his devotee. Krishna says, hey, listen, look at my devotee. Listen to what my devotee is saying. And Krishna inspires his devotee to become enlightened by training, by teaching, by giving himself to his devotee. Krishna, you give yourself to Krishna, and Krishna gives himself to you also. So it's a reciprocation, a loving reciprocation. But once you're inspired by pure devotees and you have love for pure devotees, then you can also become, you know, gradually purified. And when you become purified, then you can act to benefit Krishna. And when you act to benefit Krishna, this means acting to benefit everyone. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he's going back to Godhead, but he's engaging everyone to go back to Godhead. So he's not a selfish person. And all pure devotees are like this. Lord Jesus Christ is like this. He's going, he wants everybody to go back to Godhead also, find a way. Everybody is like this. But Buddha also wants people to become enlightened and to find God. Everyone is teaching the same thing. Right? You gotta teach something very advanced to some people who don't know anything. You have to start from the beginning. Just like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada couldn't give Krishna right away. He had to give the training, how to be a human first. First be a human being, then you can find Krishna. You know, unless you're a human, you have human consciousness, how are you going to find Krishna? You have to get training how to be a human being. Because generally, people fall from human life, they're living like animal life. You know, for animals, there's no question of higher knowledge, higher advancement. Animals are just interesting, what I can get to my senses right now to make me understand. But this Krishna consciousness is very responsible work for persons who are serious in spiritual life. Krishna makes preparation so how they can go back to Godhead by the proper association. So we engage ourselves. This is Krishna consciousness. It's not our business. This is Krishna's business. Krishna is simply engaging us in it. That's it. And you engage in Krishna's business, you become purified. But this is Krishna's business. His relationship with every living entity, that's Krishna's business. He's giving himself here, he's not giving himself there, but it depends on what the person wants. Sometimes the person wants, I don't want Krishna right now, I want to run around. And Krishna is not going to go chasing anyone. Oh no, please don't run around, take it serious. That's the material world. Run and go crazy and everything. And if you want to be serious, then Krishna will take it serious. Srila Prabhupada used to say, don't go and try to find Krishna. You act in a way to please Krishna. And then Krishna will recognize you also. So this, in my experience, this Krishna consciousness is the most advanced spiritual process I've ever come in contact with. And I've done mostly everything. I've been a Christian, I've been a Buddhist, I've been a Muslim, I've been everything. So I should know because I've been everything, so I should know. And in everything, there's just loving God. And love is one thing. Love is not like Buddhist love, Christian love, Muslim love, Hindu love, my love, your love, no. Love is one thing. But the thing is that only somebody who has it can teach about it. Somebody who doesn't have it, what are you going to know about it? Nothing. It's a secret thing. And that's why Krishna says, Sava Dhamma Pichaya, first you surrender. Because after all, Krishna is God, we are the fallen person. We have to surrender to Krishna, not Krishna has to surrender to us and our crazy. As soon as you can put your ears to the right, the pure devotee, listen to what the pure devotee is saying, because the pure devotee is the superior person. The pure devotee is the actual person the advanced person. Not somebody who's just advanced at making money. In this world, people think if I'm advanced at making money, I'm the best man. Isn't that a fact? If I have the best of everything material, I am the best glorified man. But if you simply die and leave everything, how are you going to be the best man? The best man is somebody like Srila Prabhupada, somebody like Lord Jesus Christ, who saved everyone. That's the best man. Prabhupada said, if you go out to save somebody, right? Somebody drowning, and you come back, you want to save them, you come back just with the clothes only. So, you know, saving the body, you know, is useless. And everybody, I love my people. It's just like Hitler, right? He loved Germans. The material world, the living entities here, is like an insane asylum. You know? So that's why nobody's talking here, because everybody is more or less insane. So to get to the sanity and to get to the thing, then it requires association with the same, or the enlightened person. So you make your association. You ask Krishna, please contact me with enlightened persons. That's all. So I can do something for them. Because actually, in my experience, when you serve the enlightened person, that is when you're serving God. Just going to try to serve God is not good. Find persons who, just like Prabhupada gives the example, just like you go to tell someone that you have a very nice child. You have a very nice child. Then the person is also thinking you're very nice because you are saying nice things about my child. Lama is a business. So let me stop here, Eddie, and try to get some devotees involved in some question and answering. It's very important. Okay. Prabhu, you have or some comment? You have a comment? You make some realization? Yes, Maharaj?
Just one question. Yeah. You just mentioned, maybe I didn't hear properly something about that Srila Prabhupada wanted that devotees learn how to enjoy.
Yeah.
Like,
Yes, yes, yes. Because generally, we think that in Krishna consciousness, we throw enjoyment out, right? It's not possible. Because people who are in self-realization, they are trying to enjoy life to the fullest extent. They don't want to enjoy life, so therefore they're taking a spiritual life. The fact of the matter is they can enjoy life on the spiritual dimension, and they can also enjoy life by eating on the material level, regular level, by eating, by sleeping, by doing something, enjoying life that way. But it becomes different, even the material energy becomes different when it becomes connected to Krishna. That is the thing. Just like if you have a prasadam, you're enjoying prasadam, but you're enjoying prasadam on another level because it's offered to Krishna. So the material energy works in a different way when it's in contact with Krishna. This is the thing. So you should not entertain an idea about spiritual life that you're not enjoying. Because actually your real nature is ananda maya vyasa. Means you're eternally pleasure seeking. You eternally want happiness. You know, you don't want a little bit of happiness. This is your real nature. So people try to put it away, but it can be put away. You need to enjoy life. But you can only do that and be successful in doing that if you're connected with the reality and Krishna and Krishna's business. You're not living your own life. You're connected with Krishna, so you have to live what Krishna wants. You have to make Krishna happy. And this is the idea. The idea is not like, you're trying to enjoy this material world and forget Krishna, so you're in a terrible situation. No one can be done. So stop everything. No. That's artificial too. If you Prabhupada say you cannot stop, just like you're staying here, you cannot stop activities. I don't want to do anything. It's not possible. Because your spirit soul, you have to do something. So you do activities that will satisfy your owner. Your owner is here and your owner is looking at everything. So you do activities to satisfy your owner, and that is where you'll find how to be happy. And that can only be understood properly from pure devotees. Pure devotees are giving that, how to be happy. By being in Krishna conscious, by being engaged with Krishna and developing love for Krishna and developing your love and respect for others, for other living entities. In Krishna consciousness, you get to realize that other living entities are part of Krishna. It's a very wonderful realization. Then you gain a lot of love and respect for others in the Krishna consciousness process. You develop a lot of love and respect for other people, which is very nice. You have to be like that to be Krishna conscious. You like Krishna consciousness, you're like, I don't want anybody, I'm myself. This is not possible. The good example is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada is making it possible so everybody be happy. The Krishna conscious person is not saying, you simply get all these material things and you be happy. No, but the Krishna conscious person is saying that you engage in satisfying Krishna, then you'll be happy. So it's about happiness. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, there's happiness in the mode of ignorance, in the mode of passion, and in the mode of goodness. So a devotee now, he's happy in the mode of goodness. He's doing activities that are pleasing to Krishna. So, and people are looking at devotees, they have to see a happy devotee. Why should they see a miserable devotee? If a devotee is engaged in the perfection of life, why should it be an unhappy devotee? That's for other preaching. That's your problem. If you're very happy, if you're very blissful in your Krishna consciousness, that's the best preaching. People see that and say, that's very nice. How did he get that? That nice understanding. So you'll be happy in your Krishna consciousness. You cannot avoid that. If you're miserable in your Krishna consciousness, it means that you're not satisfying Krishna. But as soon as you can satisfy Krishna, the happiness will be there. And you'll be living with that happiness. And then you can help others by preaching and saying, because Srila Prabhupada said, if we're not happy, no one is going to follow. Who's going to follow somebody who's not happy also? So the Krishna conscious person, you have to remember, should be the most happy person. Because how can he impress that on others if he's not happy? This is the thing. And so the Krishna conscious information and knowledge is very, very advanced, very superior. You never hear anything about Krishna consciousness as my people or my religion or anything like that. Everything, all those things are kicked out. And so people on the level of my thing, they're very difficult for them to understand God. Because it's so limited. If you try to understand God, in a little corner, in a little small thing, my thing, you'll never understand. You have to come out and get the big understanding of everything is connected to loving. Then you'll understand. And to get that, you cannot, of course, you cannot just read about it, you have to associate with pure devotees. Pure devotees have energy, they have loving vibration that help us to understand it. Just like if you try to understand everything without the help of the spiritual master, it's very difficult. But if you have association with the advanced devotee and the spiritual master, then you have company. You have association, you have company to accompany you in your spiritual life. That's why if you are living in a temple, you make association with devotee, you have nice devotee friend connection. And that also assists each other in making spiritual advancement. So all these things are very important. But the happiness have to, that's very important, because the happiness have to be there in devotional service. Not like I'm giving up. Usually when we think of Krishna God, we think of all the things that we're giving up. You know, in fact, we don't eat this, we don't eat that, we don't go here, we don't eat don't, there's so many don'ts. But there's also so many things that we do also. That's the positive side. We don't eat this, but we eat so many nice things. We don't dance, we know that we're going to the club and dancing, but everybody is dancing. You see? Everybody is dancing. And these are activities of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there's no walking around. And there's no just talking. The talking is singing, the walking is dancing, everybody's blissful in the spiritual world. It's a different world. Here is like a miserable world. People are worried here, they're going to get hit by the bus, if they're going to get into a fight, if somebody's going to rip them off. It's always in the back of your mind. What's going on? So the Prabhupada said that this is like you have a bird is eating something, but a bird, a squirrel, is eating, right? But you're always thinking, what, you know, I'm eating now, but who will, you know, where's danger? So this is not real life that you're always looking out for what the danger. This is an artificial life. But without knowledge, people hold on to the artificial as everything, and they become miserable. Because why should God give you something and harass you? Why is God harassing you? This is the thing. So all these questions are there, and the proper answers is from the bona fide spiritual master and the authorities. They give the... And as you have spiritual knowledge, everything in this world is confusing. Why are we here in the first place? Everything is confusing. But if you get the knowledge from the spiritual master, then you know that you're here because of the past life. And you have taken the independence in your past life, and you've done whatever. And now, by your same independence, you connect with Krishna due to your independence. You're not connecting with Krishna that Krishna is forcing you, you must take to me now. No, by your own sweet will, you take to Krishna. You see? By your own. Krishna is not forcing you. Not that Krishna is beating you for you to surrender. He does on your own. You know, you just like you come to this temple on your own, you come there to find Krishna. Very easy. You know, and that is the way. Krishna sees that, and Krishna reciprocates with that. Every time you approach Krishna for, and make a surrender, Krishna is there to reward you. Okay, boom, a reward. And gradually you get all these rewards from Krishna. Gradually you become Krishna conscious. You find devotees. First you have to find devotees that inspire you. In my experience, you have the nice devotees who, they make the Krishna consciousness possible for you to do. It wasn't there for you, but due to meeting nice people and meeting nice devotees, it happened. You know, so it's very wonderful. Devotees are wonderful. Just like we offer respect to Krishna, we offer respect to devotees also, because Krishna and devotees, they are like together. No? Okay. So you know, be happy in your Krishna consciousness. Be happy that you are Krishna taking seriously and giving you opportunity. It's not like you're. Have become so intelligent and to know everything, but Krishna is just giving you his mercy because you're a sincere person, that's all. And then now, but by Krishna's blessing, you can get to know so many things and you can help so many people. You don't get Krishna's blessing just for you alone. You get Krishna's blessing for other people. Question?
Very quickly. Yeah. And you said that you had some experience with Christianity?
Yeah. I was a everything. Christ. Altar boy.
Yeah. What's that?
I was an altar boy.
Oh,
you know the words like that. Yeah.
Christ said when Martha was complaining about Mary, who was simply at Christ's feet, Martha, you busy yourself too much. Mary's is the better part. Meaning what Mary was doing by simply being, Martha was, you know, preparing meals for, you know, doing devotional service.
Right.
Active devotional service. And so in the Catholic Church, especially amongst the mystics or the contemplatives, they say there is active, like devotional service, activity, and then there's something higher, which is contemplation, which is simply resting or being with Christ, so to speak. So how is that similar? I don't know, we're always talking about, Prabhupada said, what's the difference between bhakti and love? Well, bhakti is love in action.
Yeah, those are not different things.
Yeah.
Because they just relate to different stages of the devotee. In the beginning, devotee has to use his body in devotional service. It's a material aspect of devotional service. Eating the prasadam, dancing, material. Using the material energy in devotional service. That's the beginning. And when the material energy becomes purified by that activity, then you can get to access to the subtle body, which is meditating on Krishna, meditating on devotional activities, and love. That's, like you say, that's higher, that's advanced. But to get to that, you have to use the body. And Srila Prabhupada said that we should be, we're in the mode of passion, so we should use our body in devotional service. Hari Bo, jumping, running. we're not advanced enough to sit down and find Krishna like that. You have to become trained. That's why a pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, he has the intelligence to train somebody how to be a devotee. He has the intelligence. You cannot train a person. You simply become renounced from everything. That's not going to work. You have to engage a person gradually as to where they are in the devotional service. Then they have to live a life of devotional service. Not even doing devotional service like a yoga practice. Devotional service is a living. So you learn to live with Krishna, and that turns into how you're living and your life in spiritual life evolves and manifests out of that. Then you're really living. So the pure devotee, the spiritual master, guides the person through the different stages until they can get to that place where they're in love with Krishna and in love with the devotees and in love with the devotional service. And then, because once you're living with love, then you're happy. Once you're living outside of the love, forget it. You know, you're just struggling. Without love, there's no real happiness, you know. Love also has to be a training how to get, what is love? There'll be a whole science how to, this is nectar devotion. It's the whole science of love. It's a big science. Just say, I love you. That's it, no. It's a whole big science how to love Krishna. And then you find out that everything is affected by love. Love is in every field of activity. In material life, everything is governed by that loving principle. You know, if you're a husband, right? You have to have love for your wife. You cannot go there and you don't care about anything. Everything will crash. You know? If you're a father, you have to have love for the children, or else everything will crash. So love is actually maintaining everything, anyway. And when you come to spiritual life, that is how you understand the higher love. And that you are the higher. The understanding is that we're looking for love, but actually, when you become realized, you realize that you are love. You are love itself. So it's different from wanting love, you know. So it requires hearing is there, but then you have to follow, and you have to surrender, and you have to make all of these sacrifices, and then you get the realization. That's all. So, you know. Krishna will take care of everything. So, any questions? Prabhu, you have a comment? You're satisfied?
Want to concentrate with your prayers or doing anything, your mind travels at 100 miles an hour. And it is, I haven't learned. I have asked many Swamis, but it does not happen. I mean, you know, you cannot focus. I mean, there are times when you can focus, when you really, everything is going wrong, everything. Yes, you can. But generally speaking, your mind does not get there. And how is this any way?
Well, Srila Prabhupada gave the solution to that. That's a very nice question. That's a very advanced question. Because just like Arjuna said, to control the mind is just is it's easier to control the wind, right? And who can control the wind? You put your arms out, you can't control the wind. So the mind, Srila Prabhupada said that you gotta think about Krishna in an artificial way. Like I must think about Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm fourth person. That's artificial. It won't happen. But if you have love for the person, that's how it will happen. So the Prabhupada said, if you have love for someone, it's not difficult to think of them all the time. That is the... So the love has to be developed. And that love, although that love is within us, and our whole life is that love, but we advance that love by meeting other devotees who have advanced their love, and that we get it from them. We get their love, and it adds to what we realize, and that is how we become Krishna conscious. We can actually get the love from a devotee. We have to actually find a qualified devotee who actually has that love developed and get it from that devotee. Then it'll enter into us. Just like Srila Prabhupada, nobody loves Krishna. But by meeting Srila Prabhupada, by being with Srila Prabhupada, by having Srila Prabhupada love us also, then we get to know something about Krishna. That is the way. So to artificially, to try to be Krishna conscious in an artificial way, to you must do. Of course, if you don't have the association with pure devotees, you must do that. You must struggle, you must chant, you must fight all these things. But these things become easier when you have love developed. Love is a life of its own. Love will make the person do things that... Just like Srila Prabhupada, you come all the way, because you love his spiritual master, you come all the way to America with no money, with no nothing, and change the whole world, everything. Why? Because of out of love also. Srila Prabhupada is not interested in how he's going to get some money from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada doesn't want anything from Krishna. He just wants to serve Krishna and what Krishna wants. So it's loving. That love is very rare. And but you actually have to be, you have to develop that love and cultivate it if you want to make it to Krishna. Nobody's getting close to Krishna without loving like that. Thank you. Of course, any devotee that comes here is a person who is serious, who is trying to find Krishna. That is the thing. But anytime you make a step towards Krishna, Krishna is always interested how he will give you what you need to have. And so you should always remember that when you make a step to Krishna, Krishna is always there making arrangements. You cannot see Krishna all the time. But Krishna is always there making his arrangements. Any other questions? But you know, you keep at Krishna consciousness, you don't let Krishna escape, you keep bothering Krishna, Hare Krishna, you keep calling. Prabhupada said that like a child, you always call daddy, mommy, and then it gets your attention. So Krishna, you've gotten Krishna's attention. That is the thing. So, you know, since you've gotten Krishna's attention, you know, work with it and try to get the best out of it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, well, all bless you, Srila Prabhupada.